Regina, Team Sask picked up its 18th medal of the 2023 Canada Winter Games on March 1, passing the 17 medals won in Red Deer at the 2019 Canada Winter Games. Hockey, female. After a pair of losses to open the Canada Games, Team Sask got into the win column on Wednesday. The team survived a late push to beat New Brunswick 3-2 in Summerside. Janelle Evans, Brooklyn Nimmegears and Megan Hirschfeld scored for Team Sask in the win. Thursday will be a day off for the group before playing in a quarterfinal on Friday. Archery. In the compound bow, after 60 arrows Carl Bothma is currently third, 556/600, and Tasia Boyle fourth, 556/600. Both will complete individual quails tomorrow with elimination starting Friday. Curling, mixed doubles. Team Sask fell to BC 6-2 Wednesday morning, their first loss of the games, but bounced back to beat Yukon 6-5. The team is 2-1 and will face Alberta Thursday at 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, and Quebec at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Saskatchewan's team is made up of 17-year-old Dylan Dirksen of Hague alongside 16-year-old Melissa Rose Remishilo of Warman. All mixed doubles are played at the Montague Curling Club. Curling, male. Team Saskatchewan is back on the ice Thursday after a full day off on Wednesday. In need of a win, they'll meet Nova Scotia at 12 p.m. Central Standard Time. Snowboard. It's another training day for Team Saskatchewan as they prepare for both the snowcross and Big Air. They'll be back competing again on Friday. Cross-country skiing. Good day for our cross-country skiers. Crystal Schuchik finished in fourth place in the female para-Nordic sit ski on Wednesday. Heidi Wall finished 31st, just falling short of the final, and William McGonigal made the final on the men's side. Badminton. Wednesday was a day off for our badminton team. The team will have another training day on Thursday before the team competition begins on Friday. Badminton is held at Kai Wan Young Sports Center in Charlottetown. Alpine skiing. Wednesday was the men's, women's, and para-male giant slalom. Jesse Jameson was the top male, finishing 24th. Ryan Jameson finished 27th, Ty Anand 33rd, Joe Allen 37th, and Zach Kirk 41st. On the female side, Brooke Mack finished 31st, Jacqueline Sten 35th, Danica LaVenture 38th, Mira Kiefer 41st, and Addison Avery Rumanchik 44th. Slalom is up on Thursday for the boys and girls. Figure skating. Pre-novice mixed pairs took place Wednesday afternoon. The Saskatchewan pair of Stefan Lotz, 16, of Prince Albert, and Julia Schindel, 12, of Shelbrook, sit in 9th after the short program. The free program will take place on Friday. In single pre-novice female, Aya Burrell is sitting 10th after the short program, while Aziza Sofia Kowalhik is 12th. The free program will take place Friday. On Thursday, the pre-novice males will skate the free program. Eric Swam and Rowan Lewis Gray are sitting 12th and 13th after Tuesday's short program. Boxing. Saskatchewan was in a pair of bouts on Wednesday night in Summerside. Caden Hunger is 1-1 after dropping his bout, while Shea Kinochik made his Canada Games debut and is now 0-1. More action scheduled for Thursday. Alex McKenzie will face Britton Carter of BC to begin the night in the 60kg female. It is a double knockout draw where each boxer will have a minimum of 2 bouts. Fencing. On Wednesday it was foil female and saber male. Abby Bowles finished 7th in the women's foil after a great match, losing 15-14. Sebastian Turgeon finished 9th in men's sabre. Judo. It was a great day at the Pei Convention Center in Charlottetown. Ashton De Bruyne picked up Saskatchewan's first medal of Week 2, a bronze in the 66kg event. The room was sold out and made for a great atmosphere. Avery Gibney of Moose Jaw finished in 4th, while Pax Nelson of Moose Jaw lost in the semifinal. Archery. Archery begins on Wednesday for Team Sask in the compound, team mixed event. Qualification is scheduled to begin early Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time.